Before we talk about that, I think it's very important to have the context. As you're probably aware of, Eritrea gained its independence in 1991, and that's when Ethiopia lost access to the sea. Since then, Ethiopia has been reliant on Djibouti for its maritime trade. So to expand its port access, it has been searching on options and considered Sudan, considered Kenya. And in 2018, it attempted to acquire a portion of the Berbera port of Somalia, but that deal did not materialize. So Abiy has been trying for a long time. And of course, the country is landlocked, but also there is a conflict in Ethiopia. And Abiy still has a crisis within his country. I believe he's trying to sort of deflect or divert attention from his own weaknesses, his own problems, the conflict within his own country, and trying to convince his people that he's doing the best that he can to acquire a port on their behalf.
So is the Somali government justified in rejecting and condemning this deal?
Of course, Somalia is justified in rejecting this agreement. It has also recalled this ambassador from Ethiopia, emphasizing this right to defend this sovereignty. So Somalia has that right to do so, and every other nation would do that. In fact, Somali people are asking for more. They're asking the Somali government to send back the Ethiopian ambassador, as well as to evict the Ethiopian soldiers that are part of the ATMIS, which is the African force in Somalia.
Somalia may be justified, but what options has the Somali government got to halt, to stop this arrangement?
You know, that's a very good question, especially when Somalia doesn't have a strong military and it has its own squabbles between the political leaders and the conflicts within the federal government's conflict with some of the regions in Somalia. That seems as a challenge. But what remains optimistic for the Somali people and those who are interested in protecting Somalia are the Somalis and how they have united from Hargeisa to Kismayo. So that is the hope. And there are, of course, forces in Somalia, but those also could unify. But the problem now is Ethiopia might have ignited a problem within the region where maybe they have empowered the Al-Shabaab to recruit more young men for this particular issue. And that can be a serious problem for the region, not only for Somalia.